This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you.
Good morning again, ladies and gentlemen, and congratulations to all the new writers, all the new folks that have joined the team. Welcome to the team. We're glad you're here. It's an exciting time to be a part of our organization. And you hear some of these numbers, right? And the message today just kind of sits right on in with what everything we're talking about. You can have what you need to have, guys, but you have to persevere. You have to have that why. You must not quit, right? So we're gonna, I want you to turn your speakers up, right? Because we're gonna play a little short video that hopefully inspires you. Because for some of you all, you're gonna be dialing your first time this week, some of you second, third week, and it's gonna be tough, right? And you're gonna get a lot of people that are no-show you because it's the summertime. You're gonna get a lot of this, you'll get a lot of that. And I just wanna encourage you, right? Don't quit, don't give up. Because you're here, and like we always say, if you quit here and start something else, well, you still got to start over again. So watch this, guys. I want you to turn your speakers up. We're going to play this video for you guys. Hopefully you all get something out of it, and let's make it happen in a big way. So here we go.
Every champion has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit.
See, in your life, everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. No way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much, but don't you quit.
A person's character is not judged when they ride the wave of success, when everyone chants their name and you want to be their friend. No, your character is put to the test when your back is against the wall.
I want the guy who struggled. I want the guy that failed and could still get back up again. Your problem is your pain has identified you. Your pain has weakened you. And some of you, as long as it's a perfect day, you operate in excellence. But as soon as the circumstances change, you quit, you give up. So what makes ET different than everybody else? Every year I just kept going, and I kept going, and I kept going, and I kept saying one day gonna be my day. But you know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not gonna quit in the process. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do in these days of darkness? What you gonna create? You gonna sit there and whine and cry, or you gonna use the creative powers, the creative juice your God gave you?
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. Because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do.
It's not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you.
I say, what are you doing, man? You're out of your mind. I don't understand what you're doing all this for. You know, it doesn't make any sense. But the person inside believes it. Fuck what they say. I don't care what they think. I'm going to stay the course I believe in.
Stay the course. Give yourself a reason to wake up. Stay the course. Give yourself a reason to get dressed.
No matter how impossible your situation may seem, stay on course. I guarantee you cannot pass it if you quit. I guarantee you're going to fail, but you don't know what's going to happen if you keep going.
Will you stay the course?
Before life is over, you got to go through everything. You got to speak to yourself. You got to stand up or life will tear you down. You got to make up in your mind. It's tougher than I thought it was going to be. And it hurts more than I expected. But I'm going to keep on hopping till I cross the line.
This is what you do. You are built for this. You would just believe that your day coming, that the sacrifices you are making today, they going to pay off. But if you do not believe, it ain't gonna happen.
You hope that hits somebody, right? Because I can guarantee that before this journey is over, you are going to want to quit. I can guarantee you. There are some people this week that are going to want to quit. And here's the guarantee. And you heard it several times in during that video. That the guarantee is this, guys. If you quit, you won't get there. You won't get there. But you've got an opportunity in your hands if you just say, look, watch this, guys. Let me just back a little bit. If you decide to go to medical school, that's going to be hard. If you decide you were going to go to law school, engineering school, to be a physicist, that's going to be hard, massively difficult. But people get it done. This, for a lot of you, it's going to be very difficult. This first year is going to be hard. I don't even want to lead you guys to believe that this is going to be a simple task. But what I will lead you to believe that it will be worth it. If you put that foot in front of the other and say, I will not quit. I will persevere. I will push forward. If you, like I've told a couple people, if you go look your child in the eye and say, I will not quit on you. And you mean that thing from the bottom of your heart. There's just so much greatness bottled up inside of each and every last one of you. And most of you don't know it because you've never had an opportunity to walk into your greatness. A lot of times because you're listening to the talk track that everybody else is telling you. They're telling you, you better get a conventional job. They're telling you that you can't do this. Why would you leave this job? It pays so well. It has great benefits. And it's all because you want this thing called freedom. You want a little bit more time freedom. You want a little bit more financial freedom. And that comes at a price. And is it going to be scary? Absolutely. Are you going to want to go back? Absolutely. Are a lot of you guys going to want to be back on Indeed sometime this week or next week? Absolutely. But there are people that have stood in your shoes before you and they have persevered. They've pushed through. They're on his screen. You get to hear from them. And all I'm saying to you is if you really want something, I'm not telling, I keep telling you guys, it's going to be hard. But anything in life worth having is hard. You guys hear me say it. If you do what's hard, life will be easy. But you got to go through that struggle. And if you do what's easy, life will be hard. And then the rest of your life is a struggle. But here's what's so beautiful and so profound about this whole message. And I'm going to get ready to leave you guys. You get to be the determining factor. You get to talk to yourself and tell you what's going to work for you. If you're going to quit, if you are a quitter, if you're a winner. A lot of people on my team know we have a saying. We say winners win. Period. End of discussion. Winners win. What do winners do? Winners win. Everybody, if you can hear my voice right here, just do me a real quick favor. Just type it in the chat. Winners win. Because if it's not inside of you, if you can watch this guy, see, some of you guys don't even know that yet. And watch this. You don't even have to be a winner right now. You don't have to be a winner right now. You have to be willing to do what it takes to become a winner. I tell this story, guys. There's nothing that the caterpillar can do to be that beautiful butterfly that people look at in admiration. There's nothing that the caterpillar can do to be a butterfly. But there is a process. Watch this, guys. I hope you guys are listening. There is a process that that caterpillar can go through to become that butterfly. There is a process that each and every last one of you can go through to become that winner. It's there for you. It's there for the taking. You just have to decide how bad you want it. You got to just reach deep. You have to persevere. Your competition, although we have friendly competitions with one another, but your competition is against the man or the woman in the mirror right across from you. You need to look that man in the face. You need to look that woman in the face every single day and say, I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. And go out there and do what you have to do. Make the sacrifices. I say it all the time. Spend that extra time at night working on your script, working on how you say it, working on taking those words that you want to tell clients and turning it into a question. Work on it. Don't take it for granted. Don't just go. See, guys, some of you guys just go through your day, and at the end of the day, you just let it go like it's just going to come to you magically. It's not for a lot of you. You're going to have to work on it. But here's what I can tell you. And I'm going to use my good friend, Marsha, as a prime example. Dick talked about her last week. When she first started this process, she would always go and say these things. And he would say, well, what did you say to the client? And she would say, I said X, Y, Z. And he would always say, well, turn into a question. And she would practice it and practice it and practice it and practice it. And now outside of Dick, she's probably the best one on the team as it pertains to turning what you want that client to really feel. Instead of telling them, she's probably the best at turning it into a question for the client to say it and admit it themselves. For them to profess it out of their mouth. But it came with practice. See, the people that you see here, you guys think that Bridget was an all-star the whole time. Bridget was scared. She didn't even set her own credibility when she first got started. But she's a beast now. Carrie White's song took a while, but she's a beast now. I can't tell that joke about Erica because she came out the gate screaming. She was like that. She was like that newborn baby that holds his own head up in 3 days and you're trying to figure out what's wrong with this kid, right? But that's an exception to the rule. The rest of us had to work for it, guys. And you're going to have to work for it. And all I'm going to say to those of you all that might be having a little bit more of a difficult time, stay the course. Don't quit. Keep practicing. Keep practicing. Keep practicing. Keep practicing. Keep practicing. Keep seeking counsel. Remember, perfect practice makes perfect. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all have a fantastic Monday. We're about to end this month and go jump into August, and we're going to pick up where we left off, and we're going to have an amazing week because you guys are amazing. And we trust you. We love you. And we know you have it in you. So let's go make it happen. Like I always say, we will see you at the top. Have a great one, guys.